adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules. One of them is constantly fighting falling asleep. Two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. All right, so we take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
I believe you guys have ended on that note.
Jack Cameron!
Oh my god!
Surprise attack.
Cameron! What the fuck just happened?
I saw it falling. I was trying to save you.
The mic hit you. Hit you very hard. You guys remember Duncan Cheek?
Yeah. Cause I am barely breathing. Mm-hmm.
Did he die?
No.
Damn it.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
I just had that song. I was like, man.
How is he?
He wrote a musical on Broadway and it was successful.
Yeah, I saw that he's had more success after that.
His one hit wonder, though. I'll call him Barely Breathing.
Because I am finally breathing. Feels so good.
That song is terrible.
No, it's not.
What?
Fuck off, that's an awesome song. That's a classic.
Lost my virginity.
You take that back!
Whoa.
Yeah. That's like a necrophiliac song for, like, you know,
so?
It's like, you are barely breathing. Oh, no, you're not breathing. I'm enjoying this. We should do an undead bard.
Nope. I'm anti-undead.
What?
Man.
You can be undead.
That was me trying to play Tyler's bard.
Yeah, there's also, you can do an undead campaign, you can do a goblin campaign.
I want to be one of those.
I think a goblin campaign would be fun, but get
supposed to be a goblin campaign.
Supposed to be a what?
A comedy one.
Otherwise, I bet it would get old quick. Because you're just basically going around eating and killing.
Eating people. Because they're supposed to eat humans.
Yeah, because they can eat their body weight and food, and they do so every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alright, fetchlings! What do
they
look like?
Call that because they're goblins. They gobble it up.
Well, I explained what they look like before, but they're like smaller humanoids. They're about the size of Olno here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brent! Hi, bye!
Resident halfling. And,
I thought it was a gnome.
You don't know?
Why?
Anyway,
you can't pun.
No, it's horrible.
It weakens now.
I hate it. I'm trying to find the name of that dumb one that you guys saved.
The
girl. She was really dumb.
I think it was Smooch Knuckle.
Smooch Knuckle.
What?
Where did that come
out? Was that role playing or was that you? Was that Oyla? Like having like a.
Tyler!
Tyler.
Don't have anything to say, do you? Spook Knuckle!
He's at a loss for words.
Be my new character.
That should be Oyla's last name.
It's Fogelman.
That's,
did you guys see my name for Eric's campaign when it comes up?
It'll be David.
No.
Sure, that's what I'm going to call you.
That's no fun, though. The new name in German means innkeeper badger friend.
Awesome. Never mind. You are using the name.
Shimmers.
And I'm going to do it with a German accent the whole time.
I suddenly developed after grouping with these guys for 2 weeks.
Okay, so anyway, you guys enter the shade, what's called Shade Row. It's like the ghetto where the fetchlings live.
No one wants to go.
They recognize you immediately from being told about your friends, about your saving them from before, and they offer you guys inside. They feed you pancakes.
I pocket some of them.
Shadow pancakes.
Right. Actually, they take you to a buffet, and they just hand you Ziploc bags.
Buffet? Not Tyler's,
but it's a poor But it's the poor town, so it's all apple cores and stuff.
That's
like
so you.
Cartoons.
Is that what they eat?
So apple cores and fish bones and stuff on garbage. It's on top of a garbage can lid.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about all Famous right. Dave's?
Almost eating that.
You're talking about Famous Dave's? They serve theirs on top of a...
Yeah, the same thing.
They do.
They do?
It does kind of smell like that.
They have a
Famous Dave's here.
But it's called
in,
The Feast.
Shadowtown.
They do. It's called...
Shadow Dave's.
Famous.
Is this
something?
Inn or is this just somebody's house?
It's just someone's house.
What's their name?
I was trying to find it earlier.
It's
doesn't matter.
He's really known around here. Someone called him Famous.
Tack and Rack?
Yep, they're brothers. And you're hitching up in a house.
I want to ask them if they know anything about the Tallow Throat. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They only know that it seemed to have started about a week after, or right as the Baron fired all the Fetchlings.
Mm-hmm.
Because prior to that, they've always been Siberia, but prior to that, the Baron made a point to employ him because he was always he's always been very understanding of their plight.
They're from the Shadow Plane, right?
They're from people who crossed over at some point.
Do they know anything about it?
The Shadow Plane?
I asked them, do you guys have any personal information? Do you guys know anything about it?
Cast personal information.
Not really. Tack's I know that there's no color. Everything's almost black and white. It mirrors this world.
Do you know how people from that plane would get to this plane?
Just through a portal.
Neck
various
portals?
Entrances. yes, that's called. It's actually called a goiter gate.
Really? I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah. Strangely enough, I think you're right.
Really?
All these goiter gates all over the place.
Yeah, do you know Lucian, the guy that tried to kill all you idiots?
Biggest goiter gate in town.
Yeah. We go up to his house, right? And we walk in and we're like, whoa, he's dead, right? And then there's two shadow things, right?
And I picked up the halfling, gave him a swirly, and then the goiter gate.
And then when his hair was all pointy with the blood, I painted on the wall.
If you really did that, I'm going to make
Yeah, you wrote yourself. Dead inside. All dead inside. That's what you wrote on the wall.
Pancake.
If you promise me this is what happens if you promise me pancakes. If he really did that, I'm going to make him go fly down that hole to the underworld.
I'm going to command him with your wand.
Yep.
What's your command word for that again?
Awesome Eric.
Smooch Knuckle.
Tungamunga.
Tungamunga Smooch Bungle. Alright, so they're feeding you guys up. So go ahead and give 8 hours of rest. If anyone's down a hit point, recover it. I think.
Well, I know Ciro's in.
I'm full.
Yes, Ciro's
in. I'm going to go ahead and use all my cure spells on him so he's going to back up.
Do I get my.
Do you have his full health on here somewhere?
I think
who does it?
I think that should be it.
Well, he got hit a bunch, and you don't see it marked
did
off
he?
Anymore.
When? Oh, when we were
shadows, just screw him up.
Yeah, the shadows hit him pretty hard.
He probably wrote it in his notebook. I think he keeps a track in there.
Oh, he put that
in the yeah.
Well, he should use his character sheet. Dang it. All right.
Do I get my lay on hand, my lay hands?
Do you want to get laid what?
Do I get my spells back?
How
does that work?
It hasn't been 24 hours for your smite. So
no, not that. The lay on hands.
I think your lay on hands is 24 hours also.
I don't want
to
rest for 24 hours.
I have the core rulebook right next to me.
Okay, Barry, do you know?
I can look it up.
Thanks, buddy.
I have a core rulebook. Right. Yeah. Sound prepared.
What do you think about all this, Tyler?
I wish we were at a buffet right now.
Buffet.
I eat so many Salisbury steaks.
I bought the bracelet.
They don't even care if you put soft serve on it.
It is per day, so you have to wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
What are you
that's an EverQuest right there. EverQuest, that's all I remember.
I want to go eat.
You got like a big...
just to be like...
like you got a big...
You know,
bowl
he's already
got
a
all over
he's
it.
Already got a complex. He's going to listen to this and be like, that's what they thought it would be. He's going to become an alcoholic.
And then he'll have a seizure. And then his son will have to miss a Pathfinder podcast game that he's doing.
Oh.
It's
horrible.
If we start to get too insensitive, you're going to have
I guess they say we'd make you more pancakes, but we know you got plenty in your pockets.
What?
We'll make you guys whatever you'd like. Thanks.
What does Snorlaxes eat?
Holy chow.
Buttery blueberry biscuits. Buttery blueberry biscuits with brisket.
And butter
brisket.
And buttermilk.
What kind of sauce is that? Would it be barbecue?
Barbecue. That's too many beans.
All right, so yeah, you guys wake up, and what would you like to do today, huh, gang?
I think
we
go for a walk.
There's no beach.
Nope.
Why
the morning I wake up?
Then I put on my makeup.
Say a little bit.
I want to ask the fetchlings what they're up to. What are you guys doing today?
We're going to do some farming.
Yeah, what do you guys
and
farm?
We're going to be hated by the rest of the population.
What do you guys farm?
You should be able to relate to them.
Radishes.
Tulips. Doesn't he farm tulips?
Tulips, yeah. We're Dutch.
Turnips.
Yeah, we plow our tulips.
Do you know the turnip farmer? What's his name?
We don't know that well.
DeLorean.
No, the... Do you know
DeLorean?
We know of him.
Do you know Deli?
Delian? Yes.
Yeah, do you know his dad?
The butcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know his dad? Because that kid would not tell me.
No, we don't. This reminds me when he's trying to find out what happened to the guy's wife.
We know the butcher. Yeah. Who is the baker?
Huh? The baker?
The candlestick maker?
The baker's dead, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, they're dead.
The baker's dead.
No, the husband's alive.
Oh.
Irini's dead.
Should we go see the husband?
You're what?
I used to go see the baron.
Hey, ding, ding, ding. Someone's paying attention.
No, I remember
or
that.
Or at least has some sense of order.
I'm just trying to put that apart. We can get to him anytime.
I got blood in my ears. That makes me want to go there.
That's true.
Is the baker on the way?
No. You guys are passed down.
I want to go to the baker. Let's go to the baker and then go to the baron.
You can play pancakes. You have no need to ration.
I just want to see what he thinks about the fact that we found his dead horrible wife.
He's probably not at work today. I think that's safe to assume.
Well, you should never assume.
That's right, he's probably like,
y'all got a dick, cheating whore.
Alright, I guess we'll go see the baron. I asked the fetchlings if they want to come with.
No.
You can ride on my back.
The baron has fired us, and he's become paranoid. So.
Oh yeah, what do you know about the baron? That guy's nuts, huh?
Yeah, he's became a bit of a recluse. Mm-hmm.
He's a little recluse.
He's like, tracks kind of like, we don't really think any of this would have happened had his brother went to power.
Is he a bear? Is that why?
Died so tragically. No, the symbol of the family is a bear.
What kind of bear?
Just a Kodiak.
Kodiak? Is he from California?
Mm-hmm. Where?
California? No, I'm sorry, that's Strixland.
Yep,
that's Strixland. That's Strixland.
What happened to his brother again?
He died. Tragically, him, his brother, and his father all died, like, nearly the same week.
From what?
We're not sure. It was mysterious circumstances. We had a burial for him and everything, but...
You said it was tragic, right? Have you ever heard of an
yes.
untragic death?
No.
Well, then it's kind of redundant to say it's tragic. Okay, let's go to the baron.
Well, there's just friend here is really rude. And if with what is true, he gave you a swirly and some guy's goyard cake.
If that
it's
is,
a horrible
if
person.
That is true, he wouldn't be alive very much longer.
It's true.
I leave a copper piece for their hospitality on the table.
Don't
spread it all in one place.
Here's a penny.
Thanks.
And then...
Alright.
Then I steal all their mints.
So you guys are heading up to the Baron's house?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play the Batman music. Transition between scenes. Do it for Tyler.
I know, that's why it's easy.
What, is that Tyler?
I drink buttery brisket.
Alright, go back in the corner.
And pout. Alright, so you guys are coming up to the door. Who would like to knock?
Knock me.
Snorlax.
Snorlax knocks.
Ciro says, hey, I'll go up in front and knock on the door. Uncharacteristically of me.
Alright, you guys knock on the door and you're greeted by a human male.
Jesus fucking Christ, what is this place?
Where are we?
It's clearly a whorehouse. He's like, oh, the Baron's house? That's down the street.
Oh, where's this place?
God damn it, another Beyonce clone.
I guess I thought this was the Barony? No, this is a bordello.
Oh.
A Barony.
Well, we need to come in and investigate.
Alright, it's 50 gold an hour?
actually, I'm here to offer my services.
Oh, he's like, nah.
I'm a rare breed.
I'm like a baby, I bet. And he shuts the door to face.
Oh.
Alright, no, I'm just kidding. The guy who answers his name is Laurentiu. And he is the major domo of the establishment.
This guy is a major domo, right, guys?
He's like, "Help, what can I do for you?"
What's his name?
Laurentiu. It's Laurentiu.
I don't like these people's names.
I didn't spell it right, so it's okay.
Go ahead and write an angry letter or an email.
Dear Pizzeo,
the guy who wrote this sucks.
You need to make more names. We live in America. We have to have good names to talk on.
Why aren't they all
here are some suggestions. Smooch Knuckle. Son of Smooch Knuckle.
Smooch Knuckle. Vogelnitz. Deutschland. Deutsch.
Muffin Nugan.
Somersault Head.
Sausage Big Muffin.
Peanut butter and jelly. He's like, what can I do for you? he's got like bags under his eyes. It looks like he hasn't been sleeping very well lately, possibly.
I go up to him.
He's got border eye.
He's got border eye. What a gate.
I go up to him.
I give him makeup advice.
And I go, "Hey, we're here to see the bear."
He's like, what is there? The bear doesn't see anyone these days. What
is he blind?
What is your business? He slams the door in the face.
It's funny because he's like walking up there all comic, and he's like all serious all of a sudden.
We're here on official business that I need, that I can only speak to the Baron about. Or his wife.
Oh, his wife?
Or their newborn son. I'll talk to them.
You seem to know a lot about the family. What?
I have language, baby.
I have language. I have language, baby.
He looks at Olma and says, "Is there any of your friends not really being coherent here? Is there anything you can help
me?" Olma rolled on the ground laughing.
Okay. We're here. The town watch sent us.
Oh, the town watch sent you?
Yeah, they wanted to tell.
Well,
we want.
We also are.
Shh, don't. This guy, we don't know who this guy is.
He's.
The town watch wants us to talk to the Baron.
Domu of Carpoo.
Let's wait till we talk to the Baron.
I feel like the Baron
is
you being in the face of the group here.
I'm doing a good job.
No,
I offer him a pancake.
He's doing a good job. So now you're like a weird hoarder.
And then I'll do a flip for him.
Says, "Wow. Listen, if you're just gonna do like a backflip and then fall on your back, I need to know like what is it you want."
We're here to see I told you, the town watch sent us. We need to talk to the Baron about incidents.
Why didn't they just come themselves?
Because the Lucian's dead, and they're dealing with a major situation, and we've come in their stead.
Also, Bartholomew wants to know what Anya's doing. I think you know what I mean.
Oh, you're inquiring about, Joel?
26.
Alright, that beats that. Oh, you're here on behalf of Anya's family?
Yeah.
The Mossads?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you say so?
I thought my friend was going to mention it eventually.
Yeah, he's going to... people died. We're here to see you.
You know, I think it's like, that old saying, if you put enough parts in a bag and shake it, it'll eventually make a house or something.
Because the reason why I didn't want to say anything is
that's a saying? Yeah, here if you put a 747 in a, what is it?
Tuna sandwich?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
If
you put a 44
in a junkyard and a hurricane gets to it, it'll assemble.
No, the reason I want to tell this guy is because if they did something to her, like, now he can, like, go and cover it up and stuff. But I'm just trying to get in the door.
Okay, well, to help you out in the future, if you would like to do a sense motive check first, that could have saved you, like, 5 minutes of babbling.
How would that help?
Because you would have known, at least had a hunch, if this guy was bad or good or not.
All right, since my 13.
Okay. Doesn't seem like this guy's evil at all.
Okay, smite him.
All right, doesn't work. He's like, "Ow, why should I be the mug?"
I like how the character that can cast Detect Evil at free will has to like stare at him like, "Is he evil? Somebody detect evil." No.
I don't like to whip it out all the time.
Do I trust my powers?
Just when you're in the middle of nowhere traveling, I'm like, "I detect evil."
I detect it harder.
That tulip looks pretty mean.
Well, jelly should have.
Tulip or turnip?
Tulip. Hmm. I mean, it could be a turnip, too.
We should go by that turnip farm and just...
He ushers you in. Says, come in, please.
Trying to keep people in power.
I will, he takes you into a room.
stare at him eating your pancake.
You guys walk into, like, a large, like, antechamber, sort of?
Uh-huh.
It's draped in, like, the Baron's, like, heraldry. It's got that,
The bear?
Red, yeah, the red flag with, like, the bear in, like, the night sky.
Is it a bear with the, bird on its back?
No.
What is that?
That's a different kingdom.
Oh, I thought we were talking about that last time.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned it. I mentioned a couple.
So does it look like the California flag?
Yep, except it's got two, the bear has two heads, like a claw.
What?
Some portraits of, like, dour.
Donny Osmond?
Yeah, the Osmonds family, the noble family from around here.
Can I do, did I already do an knowledge nobility on this guy?
Yeah, you already did.
What did I learn?
You knew that they're, like, a family from, like, the war family, like, a war hero family from, they ruled over this area for, centuries.
Oh, they rule over it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he... Well, I just thought he was...
In Strix, we rule everything.
I'm not up on my feudal system. Politics.
That's right.
So who's it? Who's in charge of him? Like, who's a, like who's the king that he has to answer to? Do I know that?
Mm-hmm. Andoran has, like, a democracy, sort of. So
why are they... And so why is this, like, archaic form of government in the middle of the democracy?
Because it's just that people have chosen to live here. And it's been safe. Currently, actually, Andoran's
really close to a war with Chillax.
You know what I say about Chillax?
I don't. What do you say about Chillax?
Smells.
Well, Chillax. and as you enter, also the antechamber, there's like two statues, massive statues. One's got a sword, and the other has a whip. As in, like, they're carved into the statues, not themselves, just holding one.
I was going to try to take the sword.
Yeah.
Stone whip?
Like, seriously, as I said that, like, I saw, like, a twinkle in your eye, and I was just like, shit. they're incredibly heavy, and you'll never get them down.
His
other character likes to lift up heavy stone stuff.
Are the statues hollow?
How? I don't know. Knock on them.
Okay, I knock on it.
I like that this guy's like leaning his head, come to the bear, and David's going to go.
No, he's gone to go get Anya for you. He's not going to hang around and watch this. You're clearly challenged, friend, to wander around the room knocking on stuff.
Is it hollow?
No, it's
damn
solid.
It.
Yep.
Would David's character know what a hollow one sounds like?
So,
and we knock on his wings. Oh, my wings are hollow.
I'm just gonna fly around the room in circles until Anya comes in.
It is a large chamber.
I mean, Shaolin Christ.
All right, Lawrence Yu comes back, and he's followed by a delicate, thin-lipped, bird-like woman.
I like birds.
She's got to
fly off into the sunset together.
She has brown hair. She's wearing like a dress that goes down to her feet, but she's sleeveless.
V cut.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Is it V cut?
That's what we're trying to see.
No, there's no cleavage.
Natural
no cleavage.
21, 2, 3.
Okay, I got a 1.
You notice immediately that she has got scars all down her arms.
Hot.
And she's missing both ring fingers on her hands.
What?
A little emo girl. That's why she hasn't been writing. She can't hold a pencil.
Problem solved. Let's leave.
Let's go back.
She can't write. She got no finger.
If you want to, either of you want to give me a religion check.
I have that. I
feel like you guys would know why she's...
I'm not going to make a religion check because I remember
11.
My previous religion check that Zonkuthan is a...
Why is it a religion check?
She probably is doing
something
related to this.
Are ring
figures
against her religion?
Because it's part of religion.
Would that be a good assumption?
That's
fingers?
The scars, yes.
That's
crazy.
But the ring fingers...
And I got another
11. I got 11 too.
Okay, well, that's you guys know that that's a sign of generally with patrons within the religion that she is a noblewoman, and it's like it shows that she will never have to work for her living.
Kind of like Chinese people. Will you please stop doing that?
Oh.
Chinese people, and they
Tyler Smackin.
Like if they were scholars, they would grow their fingernails really long. Is it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, oh, you, she's like, oh, hello, hello. She greets you guys warmly. She's like, what can I do for you? You said you've been sent from my family?
Mm-hmm. Your dad's been wondering about you. He hasn't heard from you in a long time.
He's like, oh. She's like, she looks at Laurentiu and she's like, will you go tend to the baby, please? And he bows and sort of leaves the room.
Ciro sneaks at and follows him.
Who's playing Ciro's? You guys just are as a collective.
I just want to get him killed.
That should be awesome. You guys are hard. Who doesn't? He stays in the room and he hides in the corner. Well, I think he's looking through the bookshelves.
I think he's ascending to God.
He's pulling each book and looking for a secret passage.
I think he's looking at the other statue and seeing if that one's hollow.
Okay, yeah. So since I'm flying...
He's trying to get the whip out.
Since I'm flying, I'm going to... Does he notice me?
Yeah, she notices you.
Does he? If I, like, try to fly after him and, like, sneak to see what he's doing...
Go ahead and give me a stealth check, I guess.
That would be an 11.
Yeah, he turns around immediately. Because his hair's being blown up by her wings.
Like, what is... Oh,
I'm sneaking! Babies love me!
And you get down there, or I'll summon the guards. So, yeah, she... He pushes oil in the back of the room, shuts the door, says, now behave!
Oh, beehive.
She's like, what do you mean? So my father's worried about me?
Yeah, why haven't you written down?
She's like, oh, I've just been really busy.
With
and now
what?
With, well, I just had a child.
So everybody has children.
And, all right, you obviously don't understand childbirth.
Or how to pluralize child.
Well, you know, common's not your first language. My husband has stopped all correspondence. He doesn't allow anyone, any of the fetchlings near us. Like I said, he fired all but one.
Oh, I haven't given you a D in a while, huh?
And,
What's up with your husband? Everybody around town's been saying he's kind of nuts.
He is, about 2 weeks ago, he came storming into a baby's room.
What's your baby's name?
Gumek.
Goo?
Makai? Yes, Makai.
Mordecai?
Makai?
Jewish? Urukai?
No, he's definitely not Jewish. There's Han
Kuz. No, it's the guy from. That's where he went.
Makoa?
Yeah, Makoa.
Because he's been reborn.
Kobo!
Oh. He promised me that the shadows wouldn't take the town, and then, like, right after that, we started having disappearances, and...
Mm-hmm. What did he... Is he into, like, any kind of wizardry or sorcery or some kind of other planar stuff that would have summoned shadows?
I don't believe so. He's, I mean, Zan Kuthan has always been, a shadow... Like, the area's always been steeped in, like, shadow magic... And
oh,
this area has connections to the Shadow Plane, but, I mean, he himself, I don't believe so, at least has any...
So, what's the name of the god? What's the name of your god?
Zan Kuthan.
He's related to the Shadow Realm?
No, he's a very mysterious lord, and, but this area, like, I actually married into the family because, this area is more of just a tradition of worship, it's not...
Tradition?
Tradition, and, it's not a, anything to do with, you know, we're not really into, like, the whips and chains. She giggles.
So how do people tell you're married?
She doesn't have a ring finger, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, it's obvious. And she tells you the why. Like, you know, it's just a signal that I'll never have to work.
I know, but, like, where do you put your rings?
Well, we don't do rings.
Oh, what do you do?
Hmm? We just have a ceremony and that's that.
What do you guys have at the ceremony to eat?
And she looks over at Olmo, and she's like, anyway, what is my father sent you?
Yeah.
He wants to know about his grandbaby.
She's like, I'm talking to you.
Your baby.
Hey, I'm over here.
And he says, well, what is wrong? Is he,
He's just,
like,
a little worried about you. He hasn't heard for you a while. He thought the worst would have happened since he used to write him all the time, and now you don't write him hardly at all.
Do you know what that does to a father? Do you not care about anyone but yourself?
And you can kind of convert my talk to a more sugary version with a 31 diplomacy check.
Yeah, she warms up to you right away. It's just like, oh, You're very nice.
Nice and warm.
Way with words, your cohorts here, idiots.
You know, good word.
As she says that, I fly into the statue.
What?
He wouldn't happen to be chaotic, would he?
She's not nice.
He's something.
I have.
Just tell if the statues are hollow or not, and he'll leave them alone.
They are full stone.
I want to.
She's lying!
You have a knowledge of this area, like the surrounding area?
Some. I've only been here about a year.
Any strikes around here?
No, you're the first of its kind I've actually ever seen.
Am I the only strikes? Can we talk to the Baron?
Yeah, I mean, but first, Laurent, you actually informed me that you said something about the town watch sent you here?
Yes.
Yeah, we had an incident with some fae.
A fae?
Really?
He was in the basement of the candle shop.
Yeah, we should really talk to the Baron about this first. I'm not sure if we're supposed to be talking to anybody but him about this.
I do have a request of you then. You'll need to talk to him.
Okay, I'll do a backflip.
But,
like you're stretching out.
Yeah, I thought you were getting ready to do one.
Gotta be in character.
Touching the toes. Yeah, my leg. She's like, if you can find out what is going on, he won't talk to me. If you can find out what is wrong, if you can get something out of him. All he does is he locks himself in his library all day, and he just reads.
What's he read?
He reads, I'm not sure. I haven't, he's just...
Quantum Leap fan fiction?
I'm not sure what that is. Anyway, she looks back at Olmo. She's directing this to you, definitely. And she blushes. And,
I want to be like, are you safe here? Like, do you want to get out of here? You want to leave this place?
This guy's all crazy. Are you safe here? You want to get out of here?
You want to get out of here? Talk to me.
Do you want
to
go? If whatever
road
happens.
Warriors.
I'm the only strict in the area. I can help.
We could take her back to her dad. Take her back to Bart.
She's like, no, I feel safe here. I'm just worried for my husband. I love him very much. And whatever's ailing him and whatever's going on with the town, he's extremely stressed out and there's nothing we can do.
I don't give a shit about your husband. Let's go, girl. Let's get out of here.
Hey, as a child, do you remember two young horses? Or ponies?
Two young
ponies that would have been on your farm?
Little horses.
Yeah, she says some names of her childhood horses.
Wrong!
Her
peanut butter and jelly!
Her dirty little horses.
Yeah, they were named Tuna and Fish.
One ate tuna, the other ate fish.
All right, let's go talk.
Both allergic to the latter.
They're actually piranhas.
Let's go talk to the Baron.
What does she know about Talthro?
It's the horrible disease, and
sounds pretty nice.
It's taken the lives. Our priest, Radu, can't seem to do anything about it.
We probably should talk to that guy.
Radu,
Radukin.
I know he's healed. He's tried to heal what he can, and it doesn't seem to have any effect. So, yeah, if you guys would like to meet my husband, I can see. And
what level is your husband?
She says he is 4.
Okay.
Anyway, she leaves the room. She calls for Laurentiu.
I'm asking for my hammer.
She says, I'll be right back. Let me see if he is available.
What do you do?
So yeah, you guys will have about you guys will have about roughly 3 minutes while you guys wait. So I'll give you that amount of time.
Hiroshi, you need to calm the fuck down.
Stop pocketing things.
So this guy's gonna come in. What's our game plan?
We need to get information from him.
Are there any means of escape in this room, just in case something goes down? Like, are there windows we could...
Yeah, there's windows. They're about,
What floor are we on? Are we on the first floor?
We're on the first floor. The windows are about...
But it's a big room, right?
Yeah, it's a very large room. It's an antechamber. The windows are 8 feet by 3 feet, so they're pretty large.
Okay.
I'm sure you can put your wings around you and just jump through them. Hopefully severing them.
No.
Why?
I think Oilo would end up telling himself he lost his wounds. It's his identity.
I hate him.
There is that, well, there was a, there is a racial...
Take the broken wings.
There is a racial, like a racial thing you can switch out to have, like, clipped wings.
Yeah, I saw that.
But
that's bullshit. It's fun to fly.
Yeah. And in the future, I will not be aligned for the characters.
Why not?
It's just like,
what are you doing, Snorlax?
See, napping.
I want to sleep right next to the statue. You can write me a papa.
Gary.
Alright.
Gary!
Laurentiu comes back with,
snacks.
With, Anya, and she asks him to wait outside real quick. She comes in, she asks you guys to bring it in, like you're gonna be like, alright, team, let's go get a break. Alright, now she brings you guys in, and she asks, he's like, look, if you could find out anything, I'm almost assured that my safety, our safety, my baby's safety, requires that,
Before we go on, about your kid, is there any kind of, like, a healthy birth, or is there any complication?
No, we had, he was born just fine.
His name's Damien.
His name's Damien, Devil the Knight.
Mm-hmm. Shadow Demon.
Shadow Demon.
Bullrog of
Peanut Butter Jelly Time. But, and she said, all I need to do is send word, and I guarantee my father will pay more than was already promised. I'm assuming there's some sort of payment here for you guys to come here.
Yes, he said that you would be our slave. No, just joking.
Anyway, she says she promises, if you guys can find out what's going on with her husband and what's going on with the area, she promises her
why'd you marry this
family
guy?
Will pay more. And she says because she loves him.
He's a weirdo.
You're a weirdo. With your black, nasty skin and giant wings.
You have a point.
And also, what's wrong with your nose? You look like a monkey. Oh. Go ahead and give me a cry check.
A cry check.
That's a one.
Self-esteem.
Yeah, you're like... watch a cry.
Give me a self-esteem.
You go to cry and start laughing.
You get a jam tear duct and your eyes explode.
I'm laughing and crying. anyway, she says, Laurentiu, you please lead them to the library, please. He's like, come with me to meet the Baron.
Meet the Baron.
To meet the Baron.
Meet the banjo. Like, come on in to meet the Baron.
He leads you through... he leads you guys through the hallways of the mansion.
Uh-huh.
It's a very nice, ritzy place. Although it seems like... a lot of the old pictures and, like, statues seem to, like, sort of become dilapidated. Like, they're, like, chips off of the statue work. A lot of the portraits that you're guessing feature just family members in that seem to become, like, fallen into, like, disrepair.
Mm-hmm. Does any of my knowledge nobility kind of tell who they are, or does it matter?
Did you tell them family? Go ahead and give me another one.
That is an 18.
Yep. Yeah, one of the ones you pass is seems to be like a large family portrait.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that it looks like there's both of his brothers and his father and his mother, and in it, the current ruler Steppenwolf. He seems to be like crouching. He seems to be like he's clearly the youngest of the three, and you notice that this one especially, it seems to be. Sort of, it hasn't been touched up at all. It's sort of looks sort of just falling into disrepair. All right, you guys get to the library.
We should have asked that. We should have asked Anya about his dead brothers. I keep forgetting about that part.
Laurentiu,
I'm sure asking her if she wanted pancakes, all that stuff would help.
I was trying to ingratiate her to work.
Oh, yeah, that worked.
Yeah.
How about diplomacy check?
How about a nice slab of pancake from my pocket? I don't have a pocket come from a card piece, too. Yum!
I want to...
That's a Josh.
While we're walking, can I ask Laurentiu, or whatever his name is, can I ask him what about the Baron's dead brothers and father, if he knows anything?
Sure. He says that, it was, unfortunately, they all died. All three of them died in the same week.
How long ago was it?
10 years now.
10 years. Did you work for the family at the time?
Yes, I did.
What actually happened to them? How did they die?
I honestly don't know. The Baron came in one day and said that they all died on, like, a hunting trip. We're not really quite sure.
All right, where do they go hunting?
Just north of here in the woods.
What do they hunt?
Boar, just rations for them. They usually have, like, a bear. Yeah, they gather bears and stuff. They do it once a year for celebration.
Celebrating what?
Their family ancestry. It's actually a town holiday.
What was the last war that this family actually even fought in? What was the last war here?
The last combat, I guess you could say, that the family had seen was there was an attempted coup about 900 years ago.
900 years?
Yep. From the fetchling population in the area actually rose up against the barony. They were led by a Shay.
What's that?
It's a being from the Shadow Plane.
What happened to that guy? Or what was the guy's name?
I do a knowledge something to see if
he's
I
like,
know what a Shay is.
Yeah,
like a detailed.
Go ahead and do that. And then he says he's not really quite sure. He just knows that he was from the Shadow Plane and they weren't.
Did anything like Talitho happen when that?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not a historian. I'm sure the Baron could help you with that, or
are there
maybe the priest.
Are there any immortal people that live here that would have been around during the time?
Do you guys have any vampires here we can talk to?
what is called Dampiers in this game? Those Dampiers?
The
Hampers?
You think a knowledge local would get that since...
Well, what did you roll poorly?
No, I got a... what was it? 11. So it'd be a 17 if I did local. Otherwise, it'd be a 13.
And you're doing... What are you looking for again?
I wanted to see what a Shay is. I wasn't quite sure what I would go with.
Well, I can give you the exact definition if you go with the planes, depending on what you rolled, and then...
I'll go with the planes then, with a 13.
Okay.
And then Ciro's got above a 10. So,
he's kind of like, ding! Oh, hey! And also... They hate pancakes and love waffles.
What? Let's kill them.
Anyway, Shays are like humanoid beings that like sort of exude like almost like a shadowy substance from them. They actually wear armor whenever they're dealing with people from the material plane because it sort of like contains them and they don't spread out as much. So it allows not moral racist, but people from the maces from the material plane to sort of focus in on them. But yeah, they don't actually have any discernible features. They're just sort of like these floating amoebas that, whenever they deal with anything, like they do a lot of trading. They're sort of like a mercantile.
And I read the description on the thing too, and I do not want to deal with those.
I have a question.
Do not bring one.
The Shay that led this revolt, as it died the 900 years ago, just said, I will return one day in 900 years with a curse upon this town.
That's very specific information, and I would not know. Obviously, if it's been 900 years, I don't think anything is going to happen. And he turns to Snorlax. He goes, oh, hey!
It's sleepy time.
Don't worry, buddy. It's okay. We're almost there.
All right, so that was pretty.
Anyway, yeah, you guys.
There's something there.
You guys get to the library, you believe. Learns you knocks and says, "My lord."
Wait, hold on. Does the baby know anything about this?
Oh,
the 2 week old baby.
You know, now that you mention it,
he looks just like.
I do know, baby.
He rolls. Yeah, let's roll a linguistics check to see if you can figure out.
Natural 20.
Oh, baby's like, man. Oh my god. I'm the whore. Kill me. I can't deal with my existence any longer.
It's like really sophisticated.
Yeah. He directed all the super genius baby movies for those ones.
He's really sophisticated, but this is how he talks.
Yep.
Alright, so we're at the...
So, yeah, he knocks, and you guys hear, like, a low, like, gruff voice. Who is it?
it's not that.
He's like, my lord, we have some visitors here, they have a message from you from the town watch, they just met with Anya and said, and she said that they had, they've been sent from Serenium to check up on her. Will you see them?
Before we go in, what is this? Mm-hmm. That candle of truth we got, I want either me or C-Rose, whoever rolls better.
Okay.
To kind of prep it, like have it like out.
What are you going to light it with?
Your breath. Like you breathe fire.
Oh. I thought you did, didn't you?
Can I? That'd be awesome.
No, sure.
I'm not sure what I'm going to light it with.
Okay.
But I just want to kind of have it.
Okay, well, mentioned. I'll just have it where C-Rose kind of pockets it. Where
yeah.
It's like, and he's got his hand on it.
Okay, so just.
Okay. So he says, enter. And he, well, never mind. He comes to the door and unlocks it and opens it. And when he opens it, you guys see that he's a human male.
He's going to look like Howard.
Average height, sturdily built.
Mm-hmm.
He's clean shaven. He wears like muted versions of his colors, black and red, which are the banner, the colors of the same banners. He's got extremely bright blue eyes. And guys, go ahead and give me. Did you just roll perception?
Yes.
Okay. I'll you just go ahead and give him. You roll a 20.
Omo got a 20.
A 20 showing David up.
20 to 24.
You want to give me a roll, big buddy?
Sure will.
Okay.
Theros is too busy playing with a thing in his pocket.
The candle. Which end is the candle?
Natural 20.
Boom.
He's just in there.
I see the future!
God, did you see all these books about the Shadow Realm and how to get out of it? Here.
You're so perceptive, your class changes to Oracle. And you and Pal, like, you can tell the future. You guys. Notice immediately that he casts no shadow. And he invites you in. He says, please sit with inside the library.
I think you should talk to this guy because I say dumb things.
There are books that go up.
You need practice. Go ahead,
yeah, you can get it, buddy.
I hear you like candy.
The shelves go up really high. He's you can tell at a desk there's several books that are just opened, and it looks like he's been studying for quite some time.
Can I discern what the books are?
He says, not from where they're at. You'd have to get a little closer because none of the binders, you can't really see any of the binders. They're flat.
Can I tell what language?
No. If you were that close, you could probably tell if they were. Anyway, he says, please sit. What is going on in town? What has happened from the town watch? You said that you had a message or something's gone on.
Are you friends with any Fae?
What? No. Friends?
Or do you know a Fae?
It's like,
what's up, F.A.?
Is he offended by that?
Well, I'll do diplomacy check.
Yeah, do that.
How about I do it?
You know, whoever rolls the highest, the other can aid him.
I have 11. Oh, wow, my diplomacy is high.
What's your 2 roll? I think a 2.
I have a 5.
I have a 21.
21 diplomacy?
Yep.
Okay. So.
I got 11, yeah.
So you're asking him. You're just sort of being, like, friendly with him?
Yeah, shoot shit.
Okay.
Hey! Oh, lord of this area.
Great exalted one?
Yeah, that's what I say. You gotta translate what I'm saying into what a DC 41 would be.
No, actually, yeah, you are actually just playing a song, and I am writing the lyrics for you and just selling to him.
Just give me the
You are so awesome with your clear blue eyes.
So does he know Buffet?
He shuts the door, and he sits, and he's like, yes, I gave Ilquis Rain to protect the city from shadows. He's a lurker in light, and he said that he could help the city.
Okay, well, I'm sitting down. I want to go, well, does free rain include? And then I stand up and say, murder!
He's like, what do you mean?
He stands up and
throws
his chair back. Murder!
We went to the bottom of the candle store, which the fancy name I always forget. And
the Chandlery?
Sure. Yeah, Chandler Bing. Yep.
Chandlery?
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
And we go to the basement.
Because it almost says he's not from here, is he?
We go to the basement. There's this fae down there. doing some unholy ritual with two people that I'm pretty sure she had under some spell. And we found five dead people in there and three other people encased in wax.
Including a child. And
the child
also,
wasn't dead. We saved the child.
Yep. And we should also point out that if he is supposed to be saving the town from Shadow, there are two Shadows hanging out right outside the door of his room.
Yeah, and we killed him.
The Shadows and your...
And by we, I mean Zero specifically.
So I took, whose Shadows, the Shadows were hanging out where?
The room right outside of his little, debauchery ritual.
Oh, you mean downstairs, okay.
Yeah.
And also he said that you were smelly pants.
He, right.
And with a real lover.
He's like, so that's who's responsible for the town's disappearances?
Yes. Well, I would assume.
And
everybody
he sits
that
down
would
and he's like,
oh. Also, where's your shadow, boy?
He's like, my shadow is severed. The town is under attack from shadow enemies. And,
you don't shave.
It's like, and he turns into a giant monster. he's like, I gave Ilquis free reign to protect the city. I had no idea that he was kidnapping and murdering, its citizens, though.
Well, he was.
He was, and he said you gave him the word to do it. How's it making you?
He just sort of wipes his brow, like he's been sweating, and he's like, this is horrible.
Do you know what's happening in this town?
Yeah, what's this town neck thing? I'm pretty sure shadows are coming out of people's necks.
And he looks at you, and...
You want to go down because of Goiter Gate?
I'll dunk you in a goiter.
Put the goiter all over you.
It's not fun, let me tell you.
Slap some goiter on your face.
I don't mean to goiter or anything, but... You don't want that to happen.
Go ahead and give me a diplomacy check.
Who?
All of you. Unless you want to aid someone who has the highest. But remember, if you aid, you can't do one yourself.
24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I only got 18 that time. So I'll aid him.
He sits down in a large...
I do a
Oh, Zero.
He sits down in like a large armchair across from you guys.
Oh, Zero's going to make number two.
And he says... Please help me.
With what? We don't know what's going on in this town, and I have a feeling you do.
I have an idea. I've been reading books on the Shadow Plane, and my ancestors' history, and I'll tell you everything.
Does this have to do with the revolution 900 years ago?
He's like, yes.
Ha! I knew it!
Anyway,
and you get like a bunch of caramel hanging out your mouth.
I wasn't gonna say anything, so I thought it was like pancakes.
Like,
he's role-playing.
Really role-playing.
Yeah, he's really getting into this, and he's just like Ziploc baggies all over the place.
Hey, tell me you know.
Does this have to do with the revolution?
And I don't even like pancakes.
He's just dumping maple syrup into his mouth.
I'm gonna fill my steam full of maple syrup now.
I'm drunk.
Oh,
anyway,
that's not cookie.
Yeah.
I need to stop eating.
They're delicious mint ones.
Oh. Anyway, they're right there.
Okay.
10 years ago...
Yeah.
He's like, I wanted to rule...
You do rule.
My barony. Thank you. I wanted to rule this barony. I'm the youngest of two. There were two... Anyway, I was wandering around the basement when I came across...
what are you growling at?
It's like, I came across a midnight mirror.
What the fuck is that?
A what?
Go ahead and give me another
one. Once upon a midnight mirror.
This is a very specific thing.
That's religion?
Yep.
I know. I personally know what a nightmare is, but I don't know what
midnight.
I don't know anything.
That is a 21.
Zeros, however, knows something about it. He got a... Wait, he doesn't have knowledge of religion.
Well, you can go ahead and aid him, but 21's enough. Midnight Mirror is an instrument of Zonkuthon in the religion that It is a, it creates like a pocket dimension that people are thrown into, and mm-hmm. they cannot get out without a command word being said, to, and it tortures them for eternity. When you're thrown into there, you no longer age.
Oh, I get what it is.
And it's basically like a prison cell, and it tortures you indefinitely.
Is that where your brother is?
He says yes.
And your father?
Both my brothers and my father.
You're mean.
He's like,
let me guess, it only cost you your shit.
Do you think you'd probably get used to pain
your soul
after like an eternity of just getting tortured?
Your bone.
You'd probably just be
that's the way his case looks. It makes him look
pretty whatever. I've been doing this for eternity. Old news.
No, he says his shadow, he took his shadow through other means. He took his own shadow through other means.
Okay. That's
me. Gay. Not a shadow. But,
okay.
Anyway, I saw the mirror, and I looked through the, a midnight mirror. Basically, it's like a pocket dimension. You're thrown in there, you do not age.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get out. It's impossible to escape unless you die inside or a command word is uttered and you're removed from inside.
So you can die?
Yeah, you can die, but you do not age.
What's the command word?
Well, that's the thing. Anyway, I'll get to that.
Okay.
He says...
it's like a safe word, something really...
I was going through my
something
family's
really
basement, and I found the mirror and I looked into it, and there was something else staring back at me through it.
What was it?
Your son.
His name is Nikasaur. N-I-C-A-O.
Get it? Get it? Because he's the one causing the neck disease. His neck is sore. So everyone's neck has to be sore.
We cracked that code.
Nikasaur. I guess Nikasaur.
Is he a dinosaur?
No.
Okay.
Demon.
He is a Shay.
Was he the one that led the revolution 900 years ago?
Yes. My family... When you tried to do the uprising, the failed uprising, my family threw him and his some of his fetchling lieutenants into the mirror, and essentially sealed them in there forever.
And you let him out?
No, sort of.
Never, Shay, never.
I didn't let him out. Anyway, the mirror in my family's possession, through some point in through history, became broke. And the command word to release people no longer works. When I could speak, you can speak through the mirror to the person who's standing in front of it. And Nikasaur offered me a deal. The only way to retrieve people out of the mirror now is to basically switch bodies with them. Basically, you both our hands, you put up your both your hands to the mirror on opposite ends, and you touch, and then you you switch bodies. He made me a deal that if I threw, he would allow me to throw because it is no longer my domain. Inside the mirror is Nikasaur's domain.
Mm-hmm.
He has control over it. Somehow the mirror malfunctioned. Anyway, he made me a deal that he would allow me to throw, if I wanted power to rule over these lands, I could throw my brothers and my father in, and the deal would be every 10 years, he would inhabit my body, and,
why didn't you just kill them?
Kill who?
Your brothers and your dad.
I needed it to make it look like an accident as much as possible. I wanted nothing.
So just disappearing?
Yeah.
Dude, that's suspicious.
They're gone. Oh, well.
Well, it worked, and there was another one. No, everyone lives. And the reason it works is because I am a benevolent ruler. I am very, very good to my people.
Yeah, you sound like a good guy.
Yeah, see all the
He's like,
the
I have no regrets.
See all the people in the next verse.
So,
I think they're really following you.
So are
anyway,
you, so is Nikasaur in you right now?
No. He gets to inhabit my body for 1 year.
Every 10 years?
Every 10 years.
So this has happened before?
Yes, it happened the first time we made the deal.
And what does he do?
I don't know. I remain inside the mirror while he's out. He came back. I had feared that he would not return my body to me,
mm-hmm.
but he did.
So when you go down there and you look at like your brother in there, do you ever say, I'm looking at the man in the mirror?
I did not see them in the mirror. I didn't travel through it.
With that pretty girl in the mirror there. So, but, like, your brother...
Does your half-orc friend have Tourette's? Crappy song trance.
So your dad and your brothers are still in there, right?
They should be, yes.
Let's go get them out. Let's go see this mirror. Will you take us to the mirror?
Yeah, in time. Let me explain to my... let me explain to tell you what you want.
Always talking.
Anyway, it's been 10 years now.
Oh, there's another time coming up.
Yeah, it's been 10 years since he last inhabited the body. When Mikasaur told me that it's time up, you know, he gets his part of the deal, I reneged on him. I didn't want him to inhabit my body, and he exclaimed that he would get his revenge. And I believe that this is where the disease is coming from.
Probably not.
So, basically, you know, I have a newborn son. I'm happily married.
You don't have to rub it in.
And I don't want to, he's like, oh yeah, I know that Strix can't get married. And they're hung like babies. But anyway.
Strictly
forbidden. Yes, our penis is like
baby
a full
arm.
Baby.
Baby arm.
What? So it's got 5 little tinier dicks.
You ever heard somebody say their dick's like a baby arm?
Nope.
Holding an apple? It's like a baby arm holding an apple?
That would be disgusting.
You know what's funny is that I originally heard that from your brother, Dustin.
Why don't you ask him to
guess
what he's right here?
Try to guess which one.
Sarah says, I've never said that. You made that up.
It's the other one.
Was it Jordan, my other brother?
How many brothers you got?
I didn't even know that one existed, so probably no.
Yeah,
probably, though. Know, just probably.
You're alright. He's in prison.
What do you need? That?
Is he really?
No, I don't have
to. He can't choke her.
So what's this guy talking about now? Is he done?
It sounds like you're done, so you can just go do whatever.
Alright, I fly down to the basement and find the midnight mirror.
In the midnight
mirror. Alright, guys, leave the room.
Can
David's
you,
going out on his own.
Can you,
in the midnight mirror.
Anyway,
So,
he's like, I will reward you justly, but what I want...
How many people are going to reward us? You know, the last guy said he was going to reward us, and he ended up dead.
Don't tell him.
I mean, do you have any patience?
Anyway.
All of our employers appear to die after we complete their missions.
He's like, well, I don't mind your track record.
That's good. Oh, your father loved it.
If you could enter the mirror...
That does not sound fun.
That sounds like something
destroy it. I have what is required to do so. And he takes a piece of like
coral
mirror out of like a piece of like some shard of the mirror out of his he has like a sheath. He's like, this what you have to do is you have to destroy the heart of the mirror with a piece of itself. You have to destroy the heart by stabbing it with this, and that will destroy the mirror.
How do we get in the mirror? I thought you had to have some word or something.
I have a way of getting you inside, but you won't be able to get out. I can still, people
whoa.
Can still go in.
Whoa,
whoa. But is everyone like, whoa, whoa, whoa?
If you can get out, once you destroy the heart, you'll be able to get out.
I know what the heart
whatever,
is.
Whatever
what
is...
That?
We have to kill ourselves?
You have to kill Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
But,
I'm telling him to change his ways. I'm singing that the whole time.
Yeah, well, he starts snapping his fingers with you.
Yeah. I know. I don't believe
he starts walking backwards. They molest a kid.
A man with that.
Yeah, once you do that, the mirror will break apart. It'll disgorge everything inside it. Anything that was brought in there.
What do you think your brother's going to do to you?
I'm not sure if he's still alive, but I am ready to accept what I've done.
Do you have any equipment we can take in there, like some more new armor or something?
I don't have anything that'll be effective. I just have this piece of the shard that you'll need.
What are you going to give us as a reward when we come back?
I can give you money. Really, it's one of those things where you, honestly, I name your price. This is my family safety. This is my...
How about your newborn child?
Yeah,
all right.
You don't know my name! No!
Alright, let's go. You guys want to go in the death mirror?
How much would going back to town and buying a couple scrolls of, like, protection from evil cost us?
Yeah, we're going to definitely need some protection.
Or, like, magic circle against evil or something similar.
He says that he's willing to give you, like, 3,000 gold to buy some supplies from town.
Okay. A piece?
No. How do I don't know? You just won't hop a train and leave town.
There's no trains in this world.
He just blew his mind.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.